I love the way Lola has gone in there and taken that commercial from Dave, the owner, and she also the owner, and put in the FM channels. We're so excited about that because we're now on 5 different radio stations here for this show every single week, including on Thursday night for our life coaching show, Go Yard, with Dr. Angel from our ministry and me. And that is every Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. on this station. The AM stations are 1340, 1350, 1400 AM. And then now we have the two new FM stations that are amazing. 106.1 FM for most of Tampa Bay. And then as you go north up into Dade City, Zephyr Hills, Wesley Chapel, it is 104.3 FM. So wherever you are listening to us, or of course on the web, which is TantalkNetwork.com, TantalkNetwork.com. The show is able to be heard. And now StarcomRadioNetwork.com on Saturdays and Sundays at 10 a.m. That coverage has expanded to 55 cities across America instead of 36. What a blessing. Nan, you want to comment on any of that?
I think it's wonderful with the growth of the radio station.
Yeah.
How much greater it is of the growth of Beacon's outreach to that many more people, you know, because of the affiliations that they have. I think it's pretty powerful.
Oh, it's wonderfully powerful. It's great. Love it, love it, love it. So, and our goal always on this show is just to really increase your faith, getting you faithed up, as Cindy says. Getting you stronger in the Word. We want you to listen to these shows and walk away feeling revived and strengthened and faithed up in the power of God for your life, because we all have different struggles we're going through, and we all need to be reminded every day that in order to go the distance with God, we have got to continue to be faithed up. Cindy, I want you to talk about that since that came through you.
I don't know what else to say. I think to help those who don't know how to get there or to get to that level of faith, I would just say surround yourself with faithful people, with people who are encouraged and people who've had experiences with God. Find yourself a Bible study group or, you can read, you can get in the Word is the most important thing, of course, but listen to this radio show. Listen to us Beaconites 3 times a week. I mean, if that Facebook post from last Wednesday doesn't affect you, then I don't know if you can get faith, because I was in tears. I was so fired up after listening. The Word of God through you was so convincing that...
Praise God. Praise God.
I mean... I just don't know. That is the kind of stuff that starts a person believing, though, that maybe this is true. Maybe God is that powerful. Maybe
yes.
I can give this a try.
Yes.
I mean, just give it a try. That's all I can say.
Amen.
Test God in any situation. Pray to Him and ask Him for His help. He will not fail you.
Amen. Amen. And
we have not because we ask not.
You are right. That's right, and you are right about last Wednesday night. Put it on your calendar, Wednesday, 7:30, live, every Wednesday night from our Bible study here in Clearwater. We have done this 4 times. We have had hundreds of people each time that have shared or commented or liked or viewed. And, guys, we want you to tell people about this. And now we're hashtagging, and last week was the first time we did that. So here's what you do. Go to your search bar right at the top of Facebook and just type in hashtag God of Miracles. And this post from last Wednesday night will come right up. Hashtag God of Miracles. And then you could actually go to my posts and find the other 3, or go to Beacon of Hope Ministries post, and they're there also. And so we want people to share it, because when you share it with your friends, then there's that whole group that also maybe will share with their friends, because the whole goal is to get the Word of God out there. Cindy, comment on that again, if you will, before we go to this first song again, this second hour.
Well, I mean, that is the whole purpose in all of this, the radio program, the faith. God just keeps using whatever is available to reach the people. This Facebook or social media, the internet itself, everything with technology, we are able to reach out through this radio program and so many other avenues to so many more people. And that's what God's called us to do, to spread the gospel. So we're on here to reach as many people as we can. And through God's supernatural power, he is enabling us to get that word out in magnified in so many more ways. But
well,
it helps us.
It's so true. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, it just helps us to accomplish. That's what our goal here is. And that's what God wants us to do.
Amen.
I love getting on the radio because I know I'm doing my part in getting the word out there in so many ways that I would not be able to do on my own.
Woo! Amen. 10,000 Reasons by Matt Redman. I love it. Love this song. Love this song. I play it a lot, I know, but I think it's great.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song.
Praise God. I love that song. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, wow. Nan, you got a poem?
I do. I'm really excited about this one. Worship me with all that is within of this wonderful action you need to begin. I inhabit the praise offered to me. In that praise, you will feel better, so free. If you don't know, if you don't do such, begin this day. Praise me, magnify me, look to me, and pray. You'll be refreshed. You will feel refreshed than you did before. Of this can be, you can be assured. So walk through that door. Yeah. And what came to my mind as he was inspiring that one is, you know, my job is driving me crazy, as you know.
Yeah.
It seems like at times, and we all go through that kind of stuff. And there's times that I've taken a break, walked away, walked outside of the office, walked around the block, walked around the building, walked whatever, and said, God, I just praise you. Just help me. Just help me. And that praise in the midst of what is going on refreshes me.
Yes.
So that I can go back in and be even a better employee as I'm dealing with whatever issues are going on.
Sure.
Because I've taken the time, a break that I'm entitled
yes.
to. And walk away and pray. And just praising him is such a powerful, powerful. Cindy knows that. In the midst of whatever's happening, she praises God.
Right.
She looks to God. I know Cindy well enough to know she does that.
Exactly.
You know, and
you
he
know,
inhabits her praise.
Work with me.
Pardon me?
Remember I told you guys, I take him to work with me every day.
There you go.
There you go. Good thing to do. Absolutely. Right on. Psalm 91, Moses wrote this along with Psalm 90, just a little short time before the children of Israel were forced to walk around the same mountain for 40 years. So, you know, I think God was preparing Moses and the children of Israel for the fact that it was going to be a long haul here for them. And in Psalm 91, I'm in the Message Bible, it starts out, you who sit down, or as we mentioned Wednesday night, hang out. In the high God's presence, spend the night in Shaddai's shadow. El Shaddai is the mother nature of God. God calls himself many names in the Word of God. And why does he do this? So that we understand who he really is. And I say to you again today, it's going to be hard for you to go to the distance with God if you don't get a handle on who he really is for you. He is El Shaddai, and that name means the God who is more than enough. Boy, that's powerful right there. It also means the all-sufficient one, the all-bountiful one. Literally, it means the many-breasted one. So nourishment. And so God calls himself El Shaddai. And El Shaddai is a powerful, powerful name that describes the nature of God. And so he says, God says through Moses right here in Psalm 91, that say this, God, you're my refuge. And dear one out there, say it with us right now. God, you're my refuge. I trust in you and I am safe. I trust in you and I am safe. That's right. He rescues you from hidden traps. He shields you from deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arms protect you. Under them, you're perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. This is El Shaddai, the mother nature of God that protects us, that his arms hold you, that he brings comfort to your life, that he brings peace to you. He's your refuge. Oh, my. It says right here, say this. Say this. God, you're my refuge. I trust in you and I'm safe. Say that with me. God, you're my refuge. I trust in you and I am safe. Talk to me, Cindy. Whoa, this is such a powerful, powerful psalm. One of the best psalms in the whole Bible. It just depicts God's nature so beautifully. Go ahead.
That's just what I need to say when I walk into my house.
There you go.
That seems appropriate.
Say this.
You are my refuge and I am safe.
That is right.
Got no worries.
Woo!
The Lord has been impressing on me a lot in the last couple of weeks because I've been going through all this stuff. I also ran off the road and I hit a tree.
Oh, my.
And it was icy and it was a bad curve.
Oh.
Coming home from work late one night. I want to share this real quick and I'll move on. But
no,
anyway,
go ahead.
I hit a tree. I hit a small tree, and I wasn't going that fast. But on the other side of that tree and the line of trees that I ran into over this embankment was an embankment that went down to some water.
Oh, my heavens.
So, yeah, and this is after I'd ran off on a curvy road into this field. And I was able to get my truck out because I have four-wheel drive. But I backed out of it, and I assessed the damage. I was shaking. My stomach was just quivering. You know how you get.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What could have, and when I realized the magnitude of what could have happened and what I was looking over that cliff at and how that tree just stopped me right there and how I walked out away from there saying, dang, the Lord's angels were all around me. The Lord's angels were right there.
Woo!
And they helped me just drive right out of there and go home. A bit of force. But some of this, so then he started impressing on me after all this junk has been happening to me, stop thinking about the problem.
Right.
Stop thinking about the day. Stop trying to plan everything that's going to play out the way you think it should. And take every one of those thoughts and center them on me, on God, and just praise him as we're saying and talk to him and just be like, hey, God, you still there? Yeah, okay.
Right.
We're cool. You know, just know that he's with you all through the day.
Amen.
And that takes your thought process up on all this other stuff that's going on. And it just kind of seems to work itself out.
It
so
does.
This is an exercise that I'm trying to master.
Right.
Is my thought process. So
yes.
That's where it
yes.
is. It's where
yes.
those thoughts start rambling and all that. So that's where you have to start with your thoughts.
That's right. That's exactly
that's what I'm going through.
Yeah,
and I'm working on that. Like, hey, just focus on God right this minute being with you. And when you start doing that, you start really, your eyes start seeing the world a little differently. Like you see the beauty and stuff, or you start seeing the good things, or
right.
you know, a bird chirping or something. I don't know. It's kind of supernatural, but it kind of it puts your mind in a different place, to be
no,
honest.
No, absolutely it does. And when you start realizing that he is your protector, what you've described here today, Cindy, these are real life events. Both of these, the breaking into your house and the slipping off the road in the ice. This is stuff that people encounter. These are events that happen to us. And without the power of God in our lives, I mean, I don't know what we'd do. We'd be so walking around in fear constantly. But we don't have to because we serve the omnipotent El Shaddai God who protects us and like a mother hen puts us under his wings. So say this, it says right here, God, you're my refuge. I trust in you and I am safe. That's right. He rescues you from hidden traps, shields you from deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arms protect you and under them you're perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. Oh, my, that is so, so powerful in Psalm 91. We're going to go to verse 5, but Nan, I want to give you a chance to comment on all this. Wow, this is crazy, everything Cindy's saying. It's right on, Cindy, that you were on this show to talk about God's protection. This is amazing.
Isn't that so cool the way God plans things?
Yes.
I mean, God planned
yes.
Whatever's happening with Cindy, God planned for her to be on this show, and this schedule was determined weeks ago.
And
you know,
real quick,
go ahead.
The devil tried to stop me from being on here today, and God knew the plan for the show, but the devil has done everything wily today to mess up my schedule. And I want you to know I'm sitting in the Walmart parking lot doing the show, but because I couldn't get back home in time. However, I have this most beautiful view of the hills of Lawrenceburg, Indiana, if nobody's ever been here. It's where the perfect north ski slopes are.
Wow.
So I'm on the back side, and I've got a beautiful view. So, devil, nice try, but I got on here anyway.
Ah-ha! Praise God, praise God, praise God. Woo!
Yeah, he tried to stop stop me and mess me all up. But I thought, well, I got to make a quick decision where I'm going to park the car and phone in. So let's go to the Walmart parking lot. I feel safe there.
This is fantastic. And you know what? Just think how many hundreds of people are going to be helped as a result of your testimony right here today. Nan, you want to comment on that before we go to this next song? Nope. So we're going to play this song, and it is, oh gosh, it's powerful. This one is one of my favorites also. And you say, do you always just play your favorites? No, I try to do a lot of variety, but I'll tell you, this one is His Strength is Perfect by C.C. Winans. When our strength is not so good, His strength is perfect.
I can do through Christ who gives me strength.
Amen.
But sometimes I wonder what He can do for me. No great success to show, no glory of my own, yet in my
is gone. He'll carry us. That's El Shaddai, who protects us, takes care of us, Almighty God. Nan, do you have a poem? Go with it.
My strength is perfect when you think you can't go on. You will make it. You may feel weak and low, but it is I who will make you strong. When you feel that you cannot proceed, please know that I'm carrying you. Look to me for what you need. There are so many things that for you I will do. Child, I love you with all of my heart. I'm carrying you right now. You will make it through these days. You will, for you have my strength and power.
Wow. Love those poems that God gives Nan during the show, don't you, Cindy? Just a blessing. Wow.
I received that one. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. I just recall Friday. Work was so busy, and I was kind of leaning on the table instead of standing up taking the order.
Really?
I thought to myself, boy, I must be tired. I'm sorry. Lord, give me strength to get through the day. And right. I literally had to get his physical strength at that point in time to help me through that shift.
Yes.
But
yes.
He's so good to just do what you ask him to.
That's
do.
Right.
Call upon him. I want to give a quick praise report. Y'all prayed for me at the revival up in Indiana.
Yes, we did.
The Lord wanted to heal chronic pain.
Yes, in October.
Arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And when I run out of any kind of medication, I might take a leave or something like that, or a little prescription I get. I realize, ooh, Jesus, I'm not feeling any pain in that knee. Thank you. Thank you for your healing. You touched me that day.
Praise God.
Me that day. So yeah. How many months has that been?
Since October 20 weekend.
Yeah, three or 4 months.
Yeah.
It's just those things that he does to love us out of his loving heart.
Yes.
To help us is so awesome when you get in the relationship with him that he wants you to have.
Amen. Amen. Perfect. Takes us to verse 5 of Psalm 91. Not Psalm 91. I'm sorry. Verse 5. In the Message Bible, fear nothing. Not wild wolves in the night, not flying arrows in the day, not disease that prowls through the darkness, not disaster that erupts at high noon. Even though others succumb all around, drop like flies right and left, no harm will even graze you. You'll stand untouched. Watch it all from a distance and watch the wicked turn into corpses. That's verses 5 through 8 in Psalm 91, and that is a graphic description of how much we should be trusting God to fear nothing, not disease, not disaster, not harm, any of it. We should fear nothing. Talk to me, Nan.
Many times that's hard to do. You know, it's not an easy thing. I mean, there may be people listening saying, oh, well, that's easy for you guys. You know, you're on the radio show. If it's easy for you. It's not necessarily
it's not easier for us than it
is for anybody else. But that's when we need to stay totally focused on God. And know that he is our strength. And know that he will carry us. And he will lead us and guide us. And we can trust him. In those dark days, we can trust him. All three of us have had dark days.
Right.
We trusted him.
Right.
He helped us. He led us. He guided us. He showed us stuff. We learned stuff. We grew from it. We moved forward.
Absolutely.
And that's what he will do for anybody listening. He will do it for anybody.
And all of this, the reason we can fear none of these things is because of verse 1 of Psalm 91. Because I hang out in the presence of God. I dwell in the shelter of the Most High. I sit down. I kind of rest in his arms. I realize that he is El Shaddai, who's got overwhelming arms around me, protecting me, taking care of me. He's the God that is more than enough, no matter what my situation is. He is more than enough to meet my need. When we realize that and we're hanging out in his presence, fear takes a back seat. Because we are strengthened when we are saying what we said earlier in Psalm 91, like verse 2. Say this. God, you're my refuge. I trust in you, and I'm safe. The thing that Cindy's going to start saying. When we really are resting in the arms of the God who is more than enough, we're okay. Problem is, we get off track. And we start looking at our situation, and it is the thing that is right in front of our eyes instead of the greatness of God. Talk to me about that, Cindy. It's the greatness of God that we have to be absolutely meditating on, confessing, declaring, God, you're greater than this problem I have. God, I'm telling my problem how big my God is. My God is huge. My God is able, just like with the Elisha story. My God is able to divert the enemy around, away from me, sickness away from me, disease away from me, fear away from me. Oh, Cindy, talk.
You know, listening to that, you say just those things right there. You know, if I wasn't at the place where I'm at with God right now, I would say, you know, that sounds so nice. It sounds beautiful. I mean, that's so positive. It's so faced up. But
right.
I'm over here as this person listening on the radio today that I don't have that kind of faith.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to go about getting there to that level. You know, I have been in the trenches for the last couple months. Not just those things that have happened to me in the natural, but some other things going on. And you guys know with my kids and this, there's a bigger enemy out there to destroy me than what I can handle.
Right.
So, and sometimes I succumb to those emotions and those fears, and I break down and I react and I don't know what to do.
You're
and
human.
So I'm saying I'm human too, and sometimes it's going to hurt so much and you're going to get so confused that you don't know what to do that you will give in to break it, you know, breaking down and crying and pleading and what do I do? And, you know, I'm it's just with practice you get better. I've got some pretty heavy stuff going on, and I'm learning, though, with each day, with each service, with each reading, you know, with each time I face myself up, that, you know what, that really looks big in the natural, but I've seen my God move. I know what he can do.
Well, to
each time I...
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, you're right. And we do have those times that we feel like absolutely giving in to the situation and feeling sorry for ourselves and fearing and going with the what if this happens and then that happens and then my child dies and all of that. And I can say, as a mother who has gone through years of addiction with my daughter, who is now set free and praise God, it's been a long haul, but I will tell you that what got me through was rushing into the arms of Almighty God so many hundreds and thousands of times. God, I give her to you. I can't fix this. God, I trust you, El Shaddai. I rest in your arms, getting my Bible out and reading Psalm 91. If you, dear listeners, if you don't know any other place to go in your Bible, go to Psalm 91, because here is where he promises us that he is our refuge. In verse 9, yes, because God's your refuge, the high God's your very own home. Evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. Verse 11, and then I'll go to Nan for a comment. He ordered his angels. We just read that in 2 Kings 6. He orders his angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. You'll walk unharmed among lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents from the path. This is a description of an overcoming Christian who absolutely knows that they are going to go the distance with God and that God Almighty will protect them because he has angels and he has so much that he wants to do for them. Cindy, go ahead, and then I'll go back to Nan in a minute. So does that answer? You got to live in these Psalms. You got to take one like Psalm 91, and it's got to be such a part of you that you can't even remember to do anything, but, oh, yeah, today I got to read Psalm 91 again. You know what I mean? It's got to be that much a part of you.
Well, I think what's happening with me is that now that I've consciously, you know, trying day to day to keep God as my center focus, you know, on a daily basis instead of the issues going on, it also opens up some kind of doors for another ability for God to speak to you. It's, what's happening with me is, like, once I started showing him that trust that I trust
him that much,
then he showed me something else. Now
right.
He's telling me, I've got something better for you. I've got something else for you to do. It's like it takes you to another level in his work. Does that make sense?
Totally, it does. So listen to this that Graham Cook said, and I wrote it down. You may want to write it down. I'll read it a couple times. You know what? You want the definition of faith that moves mountains is? Here it is. To know beyond any doubt that God is bigger, therefore you can't lose. God's bigger. Faith that moves mountains is to know beyond any shadow of a doubt that God is bigger than your situation, therefore you can't lose. Because you're on his team. If you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior and he lives in you, you're on his team. He's your God. He's your Lord. He's your protector. He's your refuge. In God I trust, right? It still says that on our coins in this United States of America, right? In God we trust. And when we know beyond any shadow of a doubt that God is bigger than our problem, we can't lose. We can't lose. That's faith that moves mountains. That's faith that moves mountains. We can be aware of the circumstances around us, but we can also be very much in awe of our God. We have to stay in a place of being in awe of our God, of how powerful and amazing he is and what he wants to do in our situation. Do y'all remember when you first got married, that honeymoon phase? I remember it. You know, it went on for a while, for a few years even, maybe for some people. And, you know, you're just in awe of that person. You just want to be with them all the time. You know, then life sets in and that changes. But anyway, it can or can't. Sometimes my parents, I swear to you, I mean, they were married 62 years. And I tell you, they were like still lovebirds, you know, Claire, all those years. They were just like, they just loved each other. They loved things about each other, you know. And so when we are that much in love with God, more so than humans can even ever be, when we are that much in love with God and that much in awe of him, then our circumstances, yeah, we're aware of them, but we are just so engrossed in the love and the greatness of God that our circumstances take a backseat to importance to how great God is. That's what I'm trying to say. Nan, you want to comment on that? Because that's powerful stuff.
When we know that he is there in that way for us.
Right.
Some people may feel less than. Mm-hmm. Some people may feel, but look at what I've done.
Right.
Look what has been my past. Or look where
right.
I have come
sure.
from. Or look what I slipped and stumbled and did this. And but you know what? He's not looking at all that.
No.
All that's covering the blood.
Right. Right.
And he, you know, when just to be so engulfed in.
Yes.
In his love, in
yes.
his presence.
Whoa.
You know, in his presence, there's fullness of joy.
Mm.
And, I mean, that is just such an awesome place to be at. When you know, when you reach the point of being able to do that, you know, that's an awesome, awesome thing in your life. And the struggles or the trials that you face can, as the song say, grow strangely dim.
Right.
They're still there.
Right.
But, you know, they don't seem as overpowering.
Amen.
They don't seem like they're going to overtake us because we know they're in his hands.
Well, think about verse 16 of 2 Kings 6, where we were earlier, when the servant sees all the enemy up there all around, and Elisha says, hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. The ones that are more with us, there's more with us than there are with them. Guys, we got to get that down on the inside of us. There's more of the army of the Lord fighting for us. The spirit of the, oh, I could preach right here. The spirit of the living God lives in us. He says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He lives in us. He is walking with us. He is always right there hanging out with us if we'll hang out with him. When we get that down on the inside of us, we must be, listen to this from Graham Cook, we must be focused on who God is for us, aware of circumstances, but way very much in awe of who God is. And when we are, when our focus is, how great is our God, which means I'm going to have to sing and play that one in a minute, how great is our God? When we are in that place, the Satan can't win. Circumstances can't win. Talk to me, Cindy, before I do this song. Before because I'd rather us hear it than me sing it. Go ahead.
I like what Nan said about it diminishes the problem. It doesn't seem so overwhelming or big anymore.
Amen.
Through spiritual eyes.
Yes. 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 It diminishes.
God's awesome power just shines over, like a ray of sunshine, over everything.
Yes. And when we magnify, it, you know what? This is all about what you magnify. Okay? If I magnify pain in my body and decide that it's so bad that it's going to keep me from praying, or it's going to keep me from reading my Bible, or it's going to keep me from going to work or whatever. If I magnify the bad stuff, the pain, the fear, the anxiety, the depression, I'm just talking about things people have that they have going on in their life. If you magnify that, you know what? It's going to win over you for that day. If you, it's what you magnify. You magnify the greatness of God, and you speak to your problem and tell your problem how big your God is. Oh my, this is nothing for my God. My gosh, you shouldn't believe. You here, let me read you some of the stuff he's done, and just start reading your Bible out loud. That'll just absolutely cause the devil to run. He hates it. Draw close to God, he will draw close to you. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. That's James 4, 7, and 8. And when we start reading the word out loud, telling the devil about how great God is, that he's our provider, he is all we need, he's more than enough, he is the healer of my body, he's the healer of my emotions. When we start declaring that and reading the word out loud to God, oh God, I'm just reminding you what you said about my situation. Well, the devil's going to hear that, and he hates it, and he's going to run. Talk to me, Cindy, before we play this song.
It becomes a way of life that just becomes natural. I'm just blown away by how much I've grown and how much God has shown me in the past couple years even, that where my faith level has just accelerated to where it is now. But, you know, that's it. Take the problem and talk to it. And you have to get a couple of those verses down in you to repeat or to remind the enemy what God has said.
Yes.
But music is an awesome way to connect you to God.
That's right.
To praise him, worship him all at the same time, and open up your mind to the Holy Spirit to come in and work in you during those times. So some of the songs we play are some good Christian songs out there right now.
They're great.
Of my favorite ones is Chainbreaker.
Yes, that's great.
Oh, my God. I'm like you with that one. I play it over and over and over and over. So, but, you know, it just really helps to just keep doing something every day to, you know, remind the devil and your problems, you know, that God is so much bigger.
Woo, how great is our God.
Practice.
Yes. How great is our God. Chris Tomlin.
There is none.
You know what? I'm playing the wrong song. That's okay. Let's hear this. Love this song too.
No one else can touch my heart like you do.
Hosanna.
I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Praise God.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Your mercy flows like a river wide, and healing comes from your hand.
Love that song. How true that is. There is none like you, mighty God. You are the one. You have something, Nan? I think we played the right song.
I think we played the right song. A very short little poem. I will help you in all of your ways. Look to me. Listen. Trust. Pray. I will bless you in all that you face. You will make it with my grace. Nothing else came. I questioned God. I said, God, this is short.
Yeah.
Why is this? And it's just, that's what he wanted. And I just want to read it again.
Read it again. Read it again.
It's just what he said. I just want short, sweet, and right, and direct to the point.
Okay.
I will help you in all of your ways. Look to me. Listen. Trust. Pray. I will bless you in all that you face. You will make it with my grace.
Oh, that's right on. Boy, that just sums it up, the whole show, really. Woo! I want to read verses 14, 15, and 16, and then your comments, because we're getting almost out of here. Psalm 91, 14. If you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care if you'll only get to know and trust me. That's the key right there, guys, getting to know and trust God. Call me and I'll answer. I'll be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you. And then throw you a party. I love this. I'll give you a long life, give you a long drink of salvation. That is Psalm 91, 14, 15, 16. Boy, you can live in those verses. Those are wonderful, wonderful promises. Talk to us, Cindy. Wow.
Living a long life is one of my favorite ones and one of my favorite promises I hold on to. And on that note, I found out yesterday, ma'am, that I am going to be a great-grandma.
Great-grandma. All right.
One of my grandchildren is expecting.
Oh, wow. Who is this?
It is Jacob Marsh's middle.
Oh, that's great. Fantastic, great-grandma. I'm already in that club, and it's a fun club to be in. Let me tell you, Cindy.
Yeah, I'm catching up with you now, Pastor, so
yeah.
I wanted to share that.
That's
great.
That's
what I dream of, and I hold on to that promise that God will give me a long life and bless my generations after me, and that I can live to see those babies grow. And
yes.
You know, God promises so many things in his word, but the ones that mean so much are the ones that bring me in relationship with my family, my kids, my grandkids. He restores them. He heals them.
Yes.
He's getting us all through these addictions and the healing. And every day I see his hand at work and say, man, it's a process. He's already told me that. It's a process. But I see him at work.
Yes.
And when I can get up every day and go out of the house and know everything's in God's hands, it's all going to be great. I can go focus on my excellence in whatever I'm doing.
Oh, amen.
And I don't have to worry about all that other stuff bogging me down. And people, I'm telling you, what better way to live in this day and age than to be able to say that? That I can enjoy my life and my family because I don't have any worries.
Right.
I laid him at the cross. He takes care of all that.
Praise God. Amen and amen. Nan, you have something there? That's great, Cindy.
No, I'm just... Hearing.
You know, I feel really led to pray for our audience right now. Let's do that. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the precious name of Jesus, the name above every other name, the name that destroys fear in our lives, the name that roots out disease and destruction and all the stuff that the devil throws at us and life throws at us. And if we just take our authority right now in that precious name of Jesus, the name above all of that negative stuff. And we declare that we are going to be a people that understands that we are going the distance because we are God's children. And we are going to live under the protection and under the arms of El Shaddai. and the God who is more than enough, the all-sufficient one, the bountiful one, the God that meets our needs, the God that takes care of us and protects us and who sends his angels and gives his angels charge concerning us to keep us in all our ways. Lord, we pray for our audience that this would be a time of renewal and revival in their hearts, each one scattered around the globe that listens to this show at any time in the future, and even those listening right now. Lord, we pray a blessing on each one, that they will truly understand how important it is to go the distance with you and to realize your nature, your love, your compassion for each of us is what's going to take us through difficult times. So, Lord, we rejoice in your miracle working ability. We rejoice that you are El Shaddai. We rejoice that we can say, I trust in you and I am safe. You're my refuge. We rejoice that you are working a work in us that we cannot see perhaps, but we know you're doing it. And we thank you for all the angel armies that surround us and protect us. And we ask a blessing on each listener in Jesus' name. This we pray. Amen and amen. Just a few more minutes. Talk to us, Cindy, and then we'll go to Nan.
I don't know, Pastor, do we have time to bring some people to the Lord?
We can certainly do that. Are you feeling led that we need to do that?
I'm still led by the Spirit that we need to do that today for some people who want to know him better.
Praise God. Yes, if you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, if you're not sure that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, then you need to pray this prayer if it's what you want to do. Nobody's going to make you do it. It's above your own free will that you come to the Lord and you say, I want Jesus to live in me. I want to know this El Shaddai nature of God. I want to live in his protection and his power. Cindy, why don't you repeat after me and y'all just say it with Cindy as I pray it. We'll go line by line. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now.
In the precious name of Jesus.
In the precious name of Jesus.
I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus died on a cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that he sits at the right hand of the Father praying for me.
I believe that he sits at the right hand of the Father praying for me.
I ask you, God, to forgive me now.
I ask you, God, to forgive me now.
For anything and everything.
For anything and everything.
That I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you.
That I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you.
I ask you to wash me clean with your precious blood.
I ask you to wash me clean with your precious blood.
I declare I am your child and you are my father.
I declare I am your child and you are my father.
Live in me for all eternity.
Live in me for all eternity.
This I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Oh, wow. If you prayed that prayer with us, you need to get in your Bible. You say, I don't have a Bible. Go to a bookstore, go to Walmart, any place you can buy a Bible. I teach out the Message Bible because it's in a modern day language that we can all understand. But there's all kinds of translations. The NIV, which is the New International Version, is great. The Living Bible is great. There's so many. And, of course, the King James, New American Standard. There's so many different translations, but the Message Bible really says it in today's talk, the way we talk. Get your Bible. Start with the book of John in the New Testament. And John was the closest disciple to Jesus when he walked this earth. And John wrote the book of John, and he also wrote 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John near the end of your Bible. Those are great books to begin with. And we want to hear from you. Just send it on the prayers account, prayers@bohmglobal.com, and say, I prayed that prayer with y'all. And then we'll talk to you and be encouraging you along the way. prayers@bohmglobal.com, which, of course, is the place to send your prayer requests also. If you want to become a financial partner with us in ministry, we offer that opportunity. We don't talk about money. We don't beg for money. God has always supplied. We've been on the air. It'll be 10 years on Easter Sunday this week, or this year. April 16th will be our 10-year anniversary being on the air, this show, every Sunday afternoon. We don't beg for money, but we give you an opportunity. Go to our website, bohmglobal.com, bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the front page, the head page, and there's a little thing that says donations. Click on that, and a window will open for PayPal, and you can give tithes and offerings. If this is your church, that's where you should be. You know, if this is where you're receiving your instruction from the Lord, do that. And all monies that come that way go for the radio bills. So that's what it's about. And that's bohmglobal.com, our website. Go to the bottom of the front page, first page, donations, hit that, and it'll open up to PayPal. All right, I'm going to give you both an opportunity to say a last word, and then we'll wrap up here. We just got a couple minutes. Nan, go first, and then we'll go to Cindy.
I just want to remind the people of who is for them. That's God, and there's an almighty army of people of spiritual behind him and with us, and that he will help them whatever they face. He is there. He is their strength. He will lead them. He will guide them, and they need to just praise him. Just praise him even before they see the answer. Praise him, praise him, praise him, and he will inhabit the praises that we give and offer up to him.
Amen. So very true. Wow. Cindy, final word.
We just appreciate everybody that's listening, and we're grateful for the listeners that the Lord has sent us. And by all means, ask questions. If you're confused, if you don't understand the word, any of it, just use that prayer line and contact us. Everyone is more than glad to help you along on the path.
Absolutely.
God bless everyone. That's it.
Cindy, it's been great. Thank you so much for taking time to call in from Lawrenceburg, Indiana.
I was really looking forward to it, so I wasn't going to miss it today.
We always love you. Your input is amazing. Nan, you're great. You're always there. Thank you both. It's been a great show. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, along with Nan and Cindy from our radio team from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater. And don't forget, Facebook Live, Wednesday nights, 7:30. Get on there live with us for about 10 to 13 minutes and share it with your friends and family. Let's get the word of God out there. It's not far to Jesus. No, it's not. He loves you so very, very much. He loves you. He's always there. Praise God. It's been great being with you today. It's not far to Jesus. See you next week, same time, 3 o'clock Eastern time, right here. I'll be right here in the control room behind this mic. Where will you be? Hope you'll be joining us. God bless you. Have a great week. Safely to his side. There's no